Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova. Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
Let's talk about some bad boys, man. Bad girls. Yo. Stepping on the wrong side of the law, man.
Yo.
I've been there, you know.
Huh?
Been down that road.
What do you mean?
Just, you know, running from the cops, just scaling fences.
You've been in the back of a divvy van, haven't you?
Yes. I got locked up for one night. So, Sarah, I would have been about 19 years of age. It was a footy trip to Melbourne, and a mate of mine, Timmy Boston, was in the middle of the street.
Bloody
and
Boston.
He was directing traffic.
Yep.
And the cops nabbed him and pulled him over. And one cop was being a bit full on with him and being a bit rough with him. Tim was a bit drunk. And the guy just grabbed him and said, we're locking you up for a night. And I went over there and said, mate, come on.
Don't touch me, mate.
He said, mate, I'll look after him. Like, I'm fine. I'm not as bad as he is, but I'll grab him. We'll go back to the hotel. That's fine. And he said, just get out of the way. He sort of pushed me and I sort of raised my voice.
Ooh.
He said, right, you're going in with him. And Tim, my mate, like, we're supposed to be backing each other up. We got to the cell. Tim fell asleep straight away, passed out.
And you were living it.
And then I had this other bloke who was like that new movie at the moment, Split Personality. I had this one bloke in there.
In the cell?
Yeah, and he was my best friend 1 minute, going, man, yeah, you and I are going to be friends forever. Next minute, he wanted to punch me.
Oh, God.
I was like, I was like knocking on the door. Can you guys let me out?
Is there another cell? Can I get an upgrade?
Oh, Dad was so disappointed with me.
Thanks, Timmy Boston.
An article has just come out. The most criminal names in Australia have been revealed, male and female.
Ooh.
It's not Ivan. Everyone thought it would be Ivan for Ivan Milat, but he's only one. Ivan comes in at number two for the males.
Yeah, right. Not many Ivans getting around.
What other names do we have here? Frank, Danny, Albert, Terence. Terence isn't a very tough name, is it?
No, Terence isn't your standard violence name.
Oh, yeah. As opposed to Albert, which is really up there when you think Albert seems
soft.
Criminal.
Frank even seems quite soft.
I just got stabbed by Terence.
Terence hit me from behind.
Roy. Roy's a tough name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gerald. Ivan comes in at number two. Can I get a drum roll, please? Leon, the most criminal name in Australia.
13 24 10. If you know a dodgy Leon, give us a call.
Well, for the ladies, top three are Nicole comes in at number three, Kim comes in at number two, and the number one criminal female name, Robin.
Well, because you're stealing, I would
you're
assume.
Robin.
Mm. Robin and Leon. I wonder if there's ever been a couple out there, a Leon and a Robin.
Yep, who are just doing their own thing. Bit of a few five-finger discounts, flogging stuff around the streets.
Down at Port Nalunga, there was Leon Wright, Leon and Sabby Wright.
What
those,
was Leon
and
like?
Those boys had spent a bit of time in the clink before. Leon was the one that I told you about, was the guy who found the whale vomit.
Oh, the ambergris.
On the beach.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which he ended up selling for like 50,000 bucks.
Yep.
But then there was a big article that went around the world, Sarah, that they were gonna make about $300,000. And then there's this law that says that you're not allowed to sell it.
So what are you supposed to do with it?
So then he just said, okay, no worries, I'll just keep it as an ornament. And he did a dodgy thing to a French company on the side and got his 50
That's
grand.
Leon for
That's
you,
ridiculous.
Mate. That's why his name's in
That's
headlines
Leon.
This morning.
Well there done. We go. All right, Leon and Robin, stay away from them if you're on the road today.
How long did it last? Did it last? How long did it last?
I really need to know.
One day you will sing with us, Ryan.
Tom forgot you to sing.
Tom, did you join in there?
Yeah, I was getting ready for the ice bucket challenge.
Take your shirt off. All right, you know how this works. It's a best of five. Closest to the pin is the win. Here we go, guys. Bit of local one this morning. Bit of a local. Eamon Sullivan and Steph Rice to kick it off.
Who?
If you remember, those two were together for a period of time. They met at the 2006 Com Games.
8 months.
Then there was a rumour that she'd hooked up with Michael Phelps.
Oh.
What do you want to lock in?
18 months.
You, Ryan?
19 months.
You're really annoying. But you're right, it was 2 years.
Stop it. You said 8 months originally and then you changed it.
Last week you were changing your answers.
All right, one to Ryan. Good start, big guy. What about this one? Kylie Minogue and Joshua Sass, of course. We have been following that breakup of recent times.
2 years.
Ooh.
Actually, I think it's less.
I'll say a year and a half. Mm. I'll say 18 months.
16 months.
Boom.
Ryan James Fitzgerald.
You've already won.
Jeez, this could be a quick one this
Sarah,
morning.
This is where we need you to step up.
Well, Josiah keeps mouthing him the answers, so that's one thing.
Josiah, if you just try and keep the game legitimate, that'd be great, mate. I'm guessing. Don't play along and indicate with fingers pointing up to Fitzy.
I'm playing along.
Well, don't. How would Josiah know?
Well, because he's reading off my sheet.
He can't even hold down his own relationship.
How long did it last? All we'll right, talk about your job one. After nine.
Josiah Sharla and Eastern Suburbs Mums. We'll move on, guys. That's not an official question.
Is that a subcategory?
One of my favourite.
Okay, just go on.
So many subcategories. In class.
Lobster.
What about this one, Sarah? All right.
Yes.
You've got this. Bring yourself back into the game here. Taylor Swift and John Mayer.
Oh, God. Did they even go out with each other?
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did, mate.
He wrote a song or
yeah,
she
they broke
wrote
up and inspired the song Dear John.
Dear John.
13 years age difference. She was 19 at the time. He was 32.
8 months.
I'm going to give you a good chance here, sir. Yeah. I'm going to go 6 months.
So what's your final answer?
Yeah, Fitzy.
No, what's your final answer? No,
how
I just said, what is your final answer?
12 months?
Nah.
You've gone the other way, mate. Fitzgerald, I told you.
Hold on, that was a great one.
Well done. Clean sweep.
What's going on?
I tried, Sarah. I tried everyone. I really need
to know. It was awesome.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
It's getting a lot better.
No, that was a great round, team. Well done. Great to play along.
I've been researching, Fitz. You would never know that
sort of
stuff.
Have you got the sheet over there?
I'm having a crack, sir. And you know what? That's all you can ask from a little digger like myself. Yep. Just have a crack, mate.
In life, that's
Good
all
you
can
buddy.
Do. Well done.
New invention for you. And I just think to myself, do we really, really need it?
What do you got?
Okay, so it's a wine glass. Okay, I'm going to show you a photo in a second. It's a wine glass that fits to the contours of your face. Now, basically what it looks like is an oxygen mask. You know the oxygen mask? Mm. That goes. Mm. So this glass goes over your nose. And basically what it is that you can smell the wine as you're tasting the wine.
Well, that is stupid and totally unnecessary.
Here's a quiz for you.
What is that, sting or the glass?
Yeah. Well, what song was that?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That is stupid and totally unnecessary.
So there it is there. That's the new wine glass that they're saying is taking the world by storm.
No, it's not. No one's going out with their friends, sitting around a table, a group of women. Can you see them with that strapped to their face?
Yeah, but on a Friday, sometimes it can feel like you're short of oxygen if you can't get a drink, sir. So that mask, I can see it in the back of the car. Just strap it onto my face and keep the wine flowing.
How but do you talk to your friends?
Me. You don't.
Yeah, but see, then how do you... what I want to know as well, when you just have a normal glass, don't you take a sniff first and then you have a drink?
Mm.
You can do that. That's easy to do.
A friend of mine who's one of the great wine wankers, he will cover his hand. He'll cover the glass with his hand, swirl it, right? And then take his hand away and sniff it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
give me a break.
Have you ever done a wine... Have you been on a wine tour before where they've told you how you're the correct way to... taste wine, and it's all about swirling it,
and
it's sniffing it first, and then when you're only supposed to take a little sip, and you've got to put it on the top of your palate.
You do, and you drag the air across the top, bringing the flavours into your mouth.
And then the guy that showed us, he told us that you have to hold the glass with your two forefingers, like your middle finger and your forefinger, and that's how you're going to hold it.
No.
So we were on this wine tour, and you don't think my mates just instantly grabbed the wine glass with their whole hand, didn't even smell it, and just sculled the whole glass.
Ready to go.
Well, that's how we drink wine.
And they turned up with a cask.
They've got a Kickstarter page, so people are actually putting in like heaps of money, Sarah. They've already got about $100,000.
Have they? I almost feel like we should get on board just in case it goes that berserk.
That well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the oxygen mask makes it look like it's a medical emergency, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It looks like you're on a, what are they, respirators or whatever?
Yeah, that you're in the back of the ambo with one of those things.
Can I just tell you the quick story about my old man?
Please.
Mum and Dad had the wedding anniversary, one of their big wedding anniversaries, and I took him to this little bouquet winery.
Yeah.
I took the whole family there. It was called Turkey Flat. It was this beautiful winery, and they were doing this three-course meal. It was magnificent, Sarah. And what they do, if anyone's been to a winery, they bring out their old rare releases.
Yep. Oh, the good gear.
So they brought out the rare release and they're just telling everyone about it. This was from the 1990s and stuff like that. Then they brought out another glass and they had the new one, the new drop,
yep,
the new Shiraz. So you've got two glasses in front of you. You've got the rare one that's worth quite a bit of money and the new one. And I looked over at the table and everyone had just... Their mouths had dropped because my dad had picked up the rare one, poured it into the new one because he didn't want to drink out of two glasses.
No.
And started drinking.
Mate, we did the tour one time, except we had lunch first and Johnny Whipfley ripped into the grog before we did the tour. And at the end of the tour, they did exactly the same thing where they brought out the really good bottle.
Yeah.
Dad was so full by the time we did the tour that he actually headbutted the good bottle over, which spilled onto the bench, the wine tasting bench. And like the guy running the thing quickly scrambled to pick up the good bottle and we knew it was home time.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. South African jungle Kira's gone in from The Bachelor and there's a few people that aren't happy with her. She's thrown her weight around already. She doesn't care, Kira, does she?
No.
Yeah, that's one thing that you've got to give to her. Like, she just does not care what other people think.
She's a bit loose, isn't she? I mean, that night we had your 40th, she turned up to, Fitzy, remember that? We had the big party down on the harbour. She turned up there, and the one thing she said, she was wearing like this really tight white thing. The first thing she said to me was, I'm not wearing any underwear.
Did she?
Well, that's interesting. Well, happy birthday, Fitzy.
Won't
put my arm around your back.
Happy birthday, mate. Josiah, our panel operator here, who's a bit of a socialite around Sydney. Mm-hmm. You were at Mississippi once down at Double Bay, and Kira was there with a couple of friends, and you were sitting with them, weren't you?
Yeah, we went up to them and had a drink with them, and she said to us, hang out with us long enough and you might get papped.
Oh, it's like my worst nightmare.
Come on, man.
Stinker, man.
Come on.
I would have left. Stinker.
We stayed with her all night. Hoping.
Jay was there for 48 hours.
I was on the Daily Mail the next day.
That's your classic case of calling the paps. I saw her down the street the other day and she was walking towards the camera. And it was just like she'd called it in and she was telling the cameraman to wait. And now I go, I'm walking, make it look natural, get the photos. Okay, get out of here.
Well, but you know what? It worked for people like Lara Bingle. She used to do it all the time. And now look at her.
Don't verbally do it. So I text them and say, okay, I'm coming out in 3, 2, 1, go.
I've got my shirt off.
Start shooting now. So anyway, last night, and she's in a bit of trouble, Kira, because she's basically said, I'm not going to do anything that I don't want to do. And Steve Price has gone, well, we'll see how you go in the jungle then.
Yeah.
So basically, the Australian public now are going to vote her in to do every challenge because she doesn't want to do them,
100%.
Sarah. Why go on the show? You know what it's about.
Last night she had to go in with Dane Swan, Collingwood footballer, and they had to get stars off. So the stars were screwed on, but they were in these boxes, Sarah, and there were spiders in there, there were snakes. The one that got her, though, is that she had to get two stars off with her mouth and that had really hot chili on the stars.
Yeah, sure.
Now, chili, I can understand it. It is quite painful, but we all know it's going to go away at some stage. She lost the plot.
I have a very strong pain threshold. That was so bad. Like, worse than any treatment I've ever had on my face, and that's painful. Like, burning my face so bad, and no one even cared. No one even cared!
Do you know that was?
No one even cared.
Because her lips are so numb as well. She's sort of like, no.
She looks like Pluck a Duck. The poor thing.
She's had that much
in her lips.
I know.
All her brothers and sisters called Channel 10 to complain. There were 63 phone calls.
Oh, that's she was in the cult.
She was in the cult.
She?
Yeah, 9 wives and 63 kids.
Oh, I think we need to look after her a little bit. By voting Kira in to do the next challenge, Australia.
All right, let's talk about Scarlett Johansson. These were the claims yesterday. She's come out and spoken about monogamy. Doesn't think it's a natural thing, guys. I mean, she was married. I mean, she went out with Ryan Reynolds for a long time.
No, they
she was
were married.
Married to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And then she moved on to a French journalist. But she said, you know, it's just hard work. Here's her quote. I think marriage is very romantic. It's a beautiful thing. And the practice can be very beautiful. But I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person. I might get skewered for this, but I think it's work. It's a lot of work. And for a lot of people, therefore, it's not a natural thing. She's going against the idea here, team. She said it changes things. I have friends who have been together for 10 years, and then they decided to get married. And I ask them on their wedding day, is it the same or different? And they always say it's a different responsibility, but it is a responsibility. I assume she just wants freedom. It's a funny thing because when you look at the old divorce rate, it's fair enough to question whether it's the right way forward. Yeah. I mean, I've had conversations with my mum and she always says, look, the idea of marriage, it worked perfectly when the life expectancy was around 50 years of age. Because you kind of just, I mean, she's not. No, she's
Christine's
not suggesting.
Voicing regret.
And when was our life expectancy 50 years of age?
Hundreds of years ago. But, I mean, you understand that you create an environment that's healthy to bring up kids, and that's really the main reason behind marriage. And but if you're not together for that amount of time, if your life expectancy was shorter, then therefore the chances of a relationship and a marriage lasting would be greater.
I think you've forgotten, though, that while, yes, your mum is right, when you proposed to Lisa, you would have done that because you loved her so much you wanted to show that and take it to the
correct
next level, not because you wanted to provide an environment for children.
No, no, not at all. But, no. I mean, that's the unity you're building.
Yes.
I mean, that's the grand plan when you do get married. The dream is to have a family.
That's not the main thing. No, there's other things.
Oh, of course there is.
Well, there
there's 101 different reasons it's why not, you it's would not, get married.
Oh, all right, let's get married, have kids, and then we can cark it.
No, that's not the idea.
No.
It's the adventure and the world you can explore.
But to the point of, yes, if you stay in a relationship but you don't get married, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not.
But it is that sort of feeling of wanting to take the next step. That's what drives
us. Because you're right, you're talking about the responsibility, but it comes with pride too. Like, as a male, I love saying, that's my wife over there.
Yeah.
And I have the responsibility of a husband to look after my wife.
And you're not even pointing at Lisa.
No, I'm pointing at Tom, which is a little bit weird here in the studio. Will you marry me, Tom? 13, 24, 10 if you want to get involved.
The, like the concept for me, we have been doing this show for 5 years. I've been a part of it for four or so.
Thank you.
And for a long time, you guys had absolutely no doubt at all that I was not able to commit to a relationship.
Correct. You struggled for a long time.
Absolutely so. And I had no interest in it. And once I started one, I was like, you know what? There are more people in the world than time. So let's go for the people over time. Until I met Bronte.
Yeah.
And then, honestly...
Keep going.
This is where it turned.
I'm enjoying this story. I love this.
I am too.
It's only once you meet someone that you realise that person is more important than the fun of meeting new people that I finally understood what it is that you guys
absolutely
are doing.
And
that music is not necessary.
Yeah. And all the relationships you'd had before that you'd questioned, is this right? Am I going doing the right thing here, all of that's taken away when you do meet the right one because you don't ask the question.
It's just unfortunate. It's not reciprocated.
That's the struggling part there. But you know what's funny too? You can't, as a guy, I think it's fair to say also, that you don't switch off from noticing things. That's the running joke that I have with Lisa when she talks about other women. I go, darling, I've never looked at anybody since the day we got married. You can't stop it as a guy, can you? You don't.
You can't stop your interest.
No.
But you can certainly stop your actions.
Of course you can, which I think is the defining point.
And again, I don't think R. Fitzgerald necessarily believed that that was something that I was going to be able to do.
No. Because it's an ego thing too, Matty DeGroote. That's what was driving you as a young bull. It's the idea of the chase and going out, seeing a girl and thinking, you know what? I wonder if I can pick her up.
But it is true.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That was my former life as well, man. I'm just trying to... Maybe we should catch up for a beer after 9 o'clock and share a couple of tales of old wall stories, son. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Test. And now it's time for Tom, the overweight-looking Russell Brand producer. Tom time.
Tom, have you ever done any radio on air? Like, have you ever done a shift before, like a music shift?
I had a community radio show that I was on.
What was it called?
Well, the radio station was, it was like a student youth, like
yeah,
a
sure.
university
but
radio.
Did the show have a name?
Yeah, it was called The 3 Day Growth because I had a beard.
And,
yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
What time were you on?
Cheap wine and a...
I was on at about midnight till 1 a.m.
Oh, so prime time.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, did you get paid?
No.
Nah.
No.
Cool.
So, I wonder if there's any audio of that. We need to track that down.
Let's 3 Day Growth. But you are listening to Tom Time. Good morning, Fitzy, Whipper and Sarah. Nice to see you again. And the prize for Tom Time, if you win... Moonlight cinema tickets, including Uber transfers, and you can catch advanced screenings and all the latest blockbusters under the stars at Moonlight Cinema.
Wow, all righty.
All right, now you need to get there. There's going to be three questions, three scenarios. The person that gets the third one correct takes home the chockies. Jess from Hurstville. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
All right, Jess, welcome to Tom Time. Let's get into it.
All right, Jess. Okay. Question number one, is the answer either Fitzy or is it Whipper? Now, we all have breakfast here together every morning. But something went a bit off yesterday. Who put a handful of cereal from the cereal box into his mouth? He then missed his mouth with half the cereal and then offered Sarah the bits from his beard and crutch.
Oh.
Whipper.
Correct.
Well, Tom, that was... Well, if you add in that, you know, I offered her food from my beard, well, then that's a clear giveaway, Tom. That's not a fair question to ask during Tom Time. There's an injunction there.
You buy cereal muesli, don't
good,
you?
Isn't it?
But
yeah.
You don't really put milk in it. You just just eat it.
No,
you
just Just throughout that hour, snack on my Carmens as well, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's really good
you
for you.
You do drop a lot of food on yourself, though, have you
noticed
that?
No, there was egg yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like having an egg feta roll. It went everywhere.
I pulled that spring roll off your chest. Remember the Vietnamese spring roll the other day?
Ever pulled
excuse
a spring
me?
Roll
yes,
off
I did. We were sitting in the office. I brought them in for you, and you dropped some of the noodles out. The Vietnamese rice paper roll.
Oh, yeah, rice paper roll.
Well, we went to Brighton Lassands Primary School the other day, Sarah, and I read a little bit of the twits, and one of the kids put their hand up and said to Whipper, are you Mr. Twit with cornflakes in your beard?
Yep. So many great tie-ins there to this food question Tom's asked.
Yes. Question number two. Good luck. Now, we're very busy as a producing team behind the scenes here at the Fitzy Whipper Show, but who asked his producers to spend their day yesterday organising a seafood platter for him because he needs to bring a platter for a trip on a yacht this weekend? Who would do that? Would that be Fitz or would that be Whip?
Definitely Whipper.
It was actually Fitz.
It did sound a lot like Whipper, didn't it?
It's very Whipper.
Yeah,
and
what are you learning,
no
Fitzy?
Yacht involved or anything like
How
that.
How are you getting onto the island?
Good question.
It's a barbecue. We're getting picked up on a boat.
You've organised a seafood platter, have you?
Yep.
From where?
Yep. Down at the fish markets here, Nicholas.
My God, that's fancy, man.
Which means...
What, to get a seafood
that is unbelievable.
Spoon.
Onto a boat, onto an island.
Sounds expensive.
Wouldn't mind your life, buddy. You're flying, big guy.
That's been your life.
How do I do that's what
how,
you're doing?
That's how you used to go to school every day.
That was the lunch mum would pack. I got to follow you more often.
That means we go to Josh from Springwood. Good morning.
Hi,
Josh.
Lads, how are we?
Yeah, good son.
So you're saying here, Tom, if Josh gets this correct, he's the winner. If he doesn't, Henry from Parramatta wins.
Spot on, Fitzgerald. All right, good luck, Josh. Who was told by his Pilates instructor to continue with the beginner exercises rather than step up to the advanced class, despite him having attended Pilates for months now?
Oh.
Definitely Whipper.
Absolutely.
Is it?
Magic Millie was in the class with you the other day. You tried more advanced equipment. The instructor came over and said, settle down. Stick with the
you're
beginner
not there
stuff.
Yet. I think it was you're not there yet.
And they didn't have enough springs in that machine, I don't know.
They had to reinforce the bed and we started again.
Josh, well done, mate.
Well done, Josh.
You're going to Moonlight Series.
Lights, camera, humanity.
Exciting announcement this morning, Sarah, they're making Love Actually 2.
Well, no, they're not.
Oh, sorry,
quite.
I misread it.
They're
did I?
Reuniting the cast for Red Nose Day, which is huge charity, and over in the UK, it's even bigger, and celebrities
massive.
Always get behind it. And One Direction did a cover of a song one year, and that went absolutely gangbusters to raise money.
I downloaded that.
Did you?
Yep.
Can you sing it for me?
That's what makes you beautiful.
No, that wasn't the song they did. They did One Way or Another.
A for effort.
No, anyway, they're getting the cast of Love Actually back together to film some scenes, which I guess in effect is sort of like a Love Actually too, because it will be all of them playing their characters.
Yeah, sure.
But it is for charity, so it'll be very exciting to see.
Who's your favourite character from the movie? Tough one.
Liam Neeson's character was great. Hugh Grant's
Hugh Grant was great.
He's a bit of a funny character, Hugh Grant, isn't he? Yeah. We've spoken to him a couple of times. He doesn't share too much. It's almost like he's too nervous because he thinks we're going to ask a question about Divine Brown.
He's over it now. I mean, he's been in the industry long enough where he just feels like he doesn't have to promote movies anymore. You know what I mean?
He stutters in real life too.
Oh, I love him.
It's just so romantic.
He's fantastic.
It's beautiful.
Guys, Hugh Jackman has he's had a lucky escape on the set of his new film. So it's this film with Zac Efron. It's called The Greatest Showman. And there was this fire scene and Hugh Jackman is supposed to carry Zac Efron out of a burning building. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they've used too much accelerant and the building's actually gone, burst into flames.
Oh, no.
Totally on fire. Apparently, 5 retired firefighters who were hired to work as firefighters on the set, as characters, they thankfully known what they were doing and jumped in to help until 100 other real-life professionals could arrive on set to put it out. Hugh wasn't hurt. Zach wasn't there at the time, but it was probably a bit of a lucky escape. There are 150 people on the set who could have been injured.
Jeez, he's had a bit of trouble though recently, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Skin cancer's removed from his face. I mean, other accidents we've seen, like the old zip line when Oprah Winfrey was here in Australia and bang, he hit his head.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Hashtag stay safe.
Yeah, please.
You.
Guys, Carlos Santana, not really a name that comes up very
Santana.
Often on our
stage. He's a gunman.
This one.
Can play.
His son with Rob Thomas.
Well, he's arguably the greatest guitarist of all time, they say, Santana.
Well, he has won 10 Grammys. So it's not as if he's just some sort of flesh-in-the-pan music artist.
Yeah.
He's had a bit of a crack at Beyoncé, though, and no one's really sure why. Off the back of Adele winning, you know, the Grammy and beating Beyoncé, he said, I think Adele won because she can sing. Beyoncé is very beautiful to look at, but she's more like modelling kind of music, more model to music.
Oh, careful, mate.
Santana.
Not a singer-singer, with all respect.
Wow.
I would not have gone in there. We didn't ask for your 2 cents worth. And I can't believe I've laughed at a Santana joke.
Funnily, I just let it through.
I thought I was better than that.
No, you're not.
You've done it twice and I've had a giggle.
They're dry grapes.
Yeah, I do.
Did you not know that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, dear. Selena Gomez has forked out $30,000 for a surprise birthday party for the weekend, but then she couldn't even be there for the big night. She was in New York for Fashion Week.
Yep.
Anyway, it sort of seems like an odd thing to do. They haven't been together very long. You would think 30 grand's probably a bit much.
Oh,
too hard.
Come on, Selena, get that. That's shrapnel. That's parking money for her.
Come on. She's not Beyonce or something.
Selena Gomez is a loaded set. She's got the most followers on Instagram.
That's trying to impress right there. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg spent less on his wedding, mate, because he didn't need to impress.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have to pay for love, guys.
Well said, Sarah, because the best things in life are free, and
finally,
that is love.
Ed Sheeran has revealed yesterday that I know we're playing two of his songs at the moment, but he is dropping a third one, Midnight Friday. Overnight, he's also revealed the name of the song. It's How Would You Feel? And he's saying it wasn't his official next single, but it's just one of his favourite songs.
Yeah,
so
right.
You're going to be hearing
that. Well, we asked him, didn't we? And he said there's only one sad song on the album.
Yep.
He said there's a few songs about his girlfriend.
Maybe this is the song. Maybe this is the sad one. How Would You Feel?
Oh.
How would you feel if your life didn't go as planned? How would you feel?
Thank God you're not his songwriter.
If your dad didn't
there could
like
be a bit of a rap
you.
Bit in there. There could be. You never know because he has.
No.
Why are you doing to yourself?
How would you feel? I could do with a meal. I'm not sure if that's the deal.
That was terrible.
Well, mate, when I'm put on the spot, I don't know the song.
You're
I'm not here to rap.
Put on the spot.
I've never won a rap battle, so why would you do it to me?
Horrible.
Morning after morning, I don't know why I turn up. Harrison Ford, did you see this one yesterday? Someone needs to tell him he's not Indiana Jones. You don't have to go doing these things. I mean, the history of Harrison Ford and aviation. 2015, I think you'll probably remember this, when he crash-landed a World War II single-engine aeroplane. It's just loves buzzing around in the air, mate. He's a bit of a goer.
So did he just crash, or was it in a bit of trouble?
No, it was going down. The engine had a malfunction, and he steered it into a golf course. It got out, a couple of lacerations to the noggin, but he was fine. He moved on. Then he crash landed a helicopter during a lesson in California. That was back in 1999.
So he really is Indiana Jones.
He is Indiana Jones. And then yesterday you would have seen on the news, and the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating what went wrong. But the 74-year-old was piloting a private plane and he mistakenly took a runway for a taxiway. You don't want that.
So that's off to the side of the runway,
well, you know,
isn't
where you,
it?
You know, your little shortcuts between the runways, yes, where you taxi and you just goes very, very slowly, right? You don't want to land on one of those.
So he would have gone over a bit of grass and he would have gone everywhere.
Well, he flew over a 737 with 110 passengers on board. That was the issue. This was in Orange County.
Did someone told me as well that up in the terminal up there, yep, and they were saying, you know, and you've got to be ready to come into land.
Mm-hmm.
He actually yelled down into the receiver and said, "Am I supposed to have a 737 under me at the moment?" He didn't even know.
That's when they said, "No, you're landing on a taxiway, which you don't do. It's a federal offence to do that."
How old did you say he was again?
74.
It's time to hang him up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with driving. It can get quite sad. My grandfather, Stan, he had his own lawn mowing round.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was called Stan the Lawnmower Man.
Stan.
And he used to, Sarah, he used to fall asleep at red lights.
Yep.
Dad got so nervous about him crashing the car,
mm-hmm, yeah,
until he had to go and whippersnip at my auntie Trish's house one night, and she was at sort of at the top of a hill.
Mm.
He got back in the car to get the whippersnipper, fell asleep, didn't have the park brake on it, rolled all the way down the hill and into someone down the street, into the back of their caravan.
Oh, my God.
So Stan the lawnmower man had to hang up the steering wheel.
Yeah, 13, 24, 10, if you've had to tell an oldie to hang up what they're doing. I'll never forget John. A couple of years ago, we got the 4.2-metre Quintrex. Beautiful tinny, mate, with a 25 Yammy on the back. And I just said, you know what you're doing? Very simple engine to operate, mate. You've just got a stick in your steering. You've just got a throttle. He managed to hit the back of a boat so hard, he threw the outboard engine from the other boat into the actual hull of the boat.
Oh my God.
$8,000 worth of damage on the first time we launched a simple tinny.
Because you know what boat stands for.
Yeah, bring out another 1,000. It's only two good days when you're bloody boating, the day you buy it and the day you sell it. And all the other great catchphrases that go with boating. Nadine in Penrith, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Nadine. Talking about Harrison Ford, 74 years old. Not the first time he's had a bit of an accident with his aeroplane. Flew very close to a 737 yesterday and landed in the wrong spot of the airport. Have you got someone in your life that probably should stop what they're doing?
Yeah, my father-in-law is 92.
Yeah.
The other day he hit a bright yellow pole in the car park while he was driving.
He's gone.
He needs to stop. He needs to get out of the car, put the keys down, and walk away.
Do you know what he's driving around, Nadine? Like, what's the old man driving around these days?
He's driving a little Toyota Yaris.
Oh.
It's a small car.
A Toyota Yaris.
Tommy, you still got your Yaris?
Yeah, the Yaris. Lost a hubcap the other day, but they're very small cars.
It's the old man car, is it?
A rubbish Yaris.
A rubbish Yaris. No, it's a good car. Don't say rubbish. That is just unbelievable.
Yeah, time to wind it up, Nadine. 92 years of age driving around on the road.
My grandpa was the same. He wouldn't give it up.
Yeah.
Just kept driving.
Well, they've got to go and get tested again now these days, don't they?
Every year or something.
And, you know, old people, my old man's got those glasses where they have one half is for like short sight and the other is flick it up. Yeah, but he misses every step. You just can't see things. So he'll trip on absolutely everything. Concerns me if he can't walk, he shouldn't be behind the wheel.
Grant, what did your granddad do, Grant?
Look, I think my grandfather had the exact same magnet installed. He ran into a pole as well. There's a bit of a story because my mum had said to him, look, don't drive. I'm going to take your keys off you. And he knew where she put them.
Yeah.
So anyway, he came down one day to the house and mum goes, did you get a haircut? Where did you get your haircut? Anyway, so he nicked off down to the shops and he goes under the car park and thought he put it into reverse to park into a spot. Nah, he let it in drive and just floored the thing. And he'd ripped the side off his car. Ripped the whole side of it off.
Yeah. I mean, with Uber these days, it's pretty easy to get around. Maybe that's just your better option. Maybe they should put that into the pension, a bit of an Uber budget for your over 60s.
But see, then you take the keys off them, and then they think they've got dementia because they don't know where the keys are.
Yeah. How do you win?
This is the thing.
Dear.
I mean, how do you take them off? There's some stubborn old blokes out there that refuse, I'm going to keep driving. What do you do in that situation? It's like your mate who's had a few too many drinks and he wants to drive home.
Sell the car.
You got to throw the keys into the bush, Seth.
You do.
There's no other option. Throwing your grandparents' keys into the bush. Garden.
Yep.
That is horrible.
There should be an annual throw your grandparents' keys into the garden day.
Have you seen TPG's special promotion for their SIM-only mobile plans? 1.5 gig data with $550 of calls and text for $10 per month in the first 6 months. Check out the TPG website for terms and conditions.
Tell me more. All right, you know how it works. Tell me more. We read out a headline and you've got to tell us what you want to hear more about. It's as simple as that.
Josie's giving us a call from Lane Cove. Good morning, Josie.
Morning, guys.
All right, we're going to go. Who would you like to go first, Jos?
Let's go with
Whipper. Okay.
All right, here we go. Headline reads... Fast food outlets and funeral homes have come together to do what?
Why would someone give you the longest headline?
Yeah,
it's not a long headline.
Yeah. It's too long.
I don't know why everyone laughs.
There's also a bit of alliteration in there. It's a tough one.
Okay, Matty DeGroote, you're up next.
Headline reads, the easiest way to get into Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen revealed.
Oh!
That's not well, bad. That's interesting. I'd love to hear more. I'm next. My headline reads, a Nigerian woman has given birth to what?
What a performance.
I really put a lot into that headline. Josie, I hope you remember
this. You're selling it, mate.
Headline reads, what people are doing to spice it up in the bedroom will make you squirm.
Ooh, after your 50 Shades viewing the other day, you are the expert of all sorts.
Oh, yes. Okay, Matt.
Do not suggest for a minute that what's in that movie Sarah's role-playing at her house. Josie and Lane Cove, what do you want to hear more about?
Look, guys, I reckon I've got to go with Fitzy.
The Nigerian woman.
Nigerian woman has given birth to what?
What is it?
Okay, so this comes from Nigerian media.
Can you trust it? How accurate is the old Nigerian press these days?
Well, I think they're more reputable than Woman's Day.
What is their source?
Well, I don't know. Actually, that just reminds me too. I've got to get back to my Nigerian wife.
How is she?
Okwatu.
Costing a lot?
I haven't spoken to her for a while, actually.
Stop paying,
mate. She hasn't sent me an email for ages.
It's weird, isn't it?
A woman was pregnant for 2 years in Nigeria. 2 years.
Ah.
And they're going, what's going on? This is ridiculous. Way past your due date. She wasn't really showing too much as well. And she gave birth, and it wasn't to a human. I might actually... Can we get the audio of the actual pregnancy first? Okay, so we've got some audio here. This is what she had a baby to. Oh.
Come on, honey, push! I can see its head!
She's given birth to a goat.
You can't give birth to a goat.
Nigerian media has written, there is a story over there, 2 year pregnancy, she's given birth to a goat. There is an actual video.
It's more of a take five story.
A video of it coming out.
It's on the ground.
No.
The goat's on the ground. Now, obviously, it's a bit dodgy, but I don't know. There's a woman there who looks like she's in a bit of pain. She could have just rocked up afterwards. But there is a goat on the ground, a baby goat.
I haven't seen it. But could it be that there was a goat and there was a woman and they were both pregnant in a little hut and then the next thing, you know, someone's wandered in and there's a baby goat on the floor. There's a kid, a brand new...
But why couldn't she give birth to a baby goat?
It doesn't work like that.
Mm.
That crossbreeding does not work. That's pretty standard knowledge, I thought, across different breeds.
I don't know.
Families of dogs, of course, but when it comes to different animals, like a human and a goat, or a human and a, I don't know,
Wolf, she could have, I don't know, the father could be Michael Jordan. Greatest of all time.
Not bad.
You never know.
So if you went Nathan Lyon, it would have been a bit more.
Good. But you know, it's a pretty obviously we can't put it up on our Instagram account because it's full on.
Yeah, right.
But there is a goat on the ground and a lady sort of on all fours next to it, and everyone's sort of rushing around her, including my wife Okwatu.
Yeah, sure.
She's over there as well.
Is it the first goat that she's had? Is she looking to have more goats or?
Yeah. Well, they interviewed the father, and this was his reaction when he found out.
He was still screaming. Even he was in shock. It's just unbelievable.
It does appear that Women's Day is more credible.
The project we're talking about this last night, this is a great Instagram account. It's called Boyfriends of Instagram. Basically what it is, it's photos other people taking photos of boyfriends who have to take photos of their girlfriends.
Yep, they've been forced into it.
And Sarah, there's doozies. Like, mate, this one's down at the beach. This guy at the rocks, right? And he's holding his girlfriend's hand, but also taking the photo. So you can see him holding her hand as she's posing.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, tragic.
It's a tough occupation,
yeah,
that one.
Well, it's really exposing the effort that goes into the Instagram work, isn't it? The other night when we were at the Opera House for Ed Sheeran, we got there about half an hour earlier while Lisa did a twirl in her dress for a quick boomerang. We just couldn't get the lighting right, and then we needed more Opera House. Or should we have the bridge in there? I don't know, but the ferry's taking off, so the timing was wrong, so we had to spin again. Boomerang, how does that one look?
Can I say as well,
it's exhausting.
To all the mums at Little Nicholson Primary School as well, when they get together and have a couple of shandies, mm-hmm. and they want to get a group shot together, you take the photo. I like to do a countdown. I go, okay, girls, here we go. 3, 2, 1. So they know that they're ready. You mm-hmm. take the shot. Then individually, they get the phone each. They go through the photo, and you'll always get one that'll go, nah.
Not happy with that.
Not happy with that one. Can we do that one again? I might do it on the other side.
Yeah, sure.
You got to go back and do it again.
20 minutes later. And you didn't tag me in it. Can you tag me in it?
But just, you know, there's some of the positions. It's a great Instagram account because you see some of the positions that these poor boyfriends have to get into to get the best shots there.
Yep, anything like, for the right shot.
They've got to climb cliffs. So you're looking down. There's one guy, there's a group of girls in a spa bath. He's on a stool and he's got to look over the spa bath looking down as the girls all cheer up into the camera.
Yeah, good on him. You can't be putting average shots up on Instagram. I'm a bandit for putting terrible photos up because I don't put that effort in. But if you did, imagine.
One of the most confusing things I've seen on Instagram is probably the effort that's gone into Matt DeGroote's photos.
They're just extraordinary.
Yeah, the poses, the lighting, the shot.
There's a lot of questions we've got to ask because if you go onto Maddie's Instagram account, I feel like that you've hired a photographer who follows you and Bronte around your girlfriend 24/7. And then what I feel like at the end of the day, you both sit down and you go through thousands of photos and you go, he got us at a time there where we're laughing together. And we're not even looking at the camera.
Absolutely. Isn't it amazing? Not the case.
Do you know what? I can reveal something, Fitzy. You know that day we had a couple of beers at the Palisade? Mm. Right? You said to me, here's my secret. He's got a couple of photo-based apps, right, that whiten the teeth even more. And in his words, really make the sky pop.
Yeah. There's one that will de-shine my forehead because I'm consistently concerned about that. And basically, we'll go to a thing because... Yes, it is a 21st century dumb thing, this Instagram world. But if you can get there and get the photo out of the way, get it uploaded, you can then focus on having a good time. So we'll go. That's a cool looking shot. We'll get someone to take a photo. We'll take a couple looking down the barrel, having a laugh, maybe kissing. Who knows? Who cares?
There was another one the other day. You're in a hotel room and you've got your dressing gown on. You're in the bath, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Bronte, it's like she's taken a photo sneakily around. Around the corner, and you're just in the bath by yourself, looking out the window and just laughing.
Okay, let me tell you exactly how that
was. A window cleaner with no
pants.
We're
in the middle of the afternoon. I've gone. Oh, I've got a good idea for a shot. Let me throw a robe on. Have my clothes under it. I'm gonna sit here. You take the shot. Take 4 or 5. I'll decide what it is and make it look like you just got a candid shot. Throw it up. Everyone's like, "Geez, it looked like you were having a great time." Yeah, I know, because you're not gonna post a shot of you looking bored.
It was actually unfortunately he was sick at the time. He had gastro. That's why he was in the bath. Divorce parties. This is an interesting one. It's not a bad idea. I mean, whenever you're with somebody for a long period of time, that should be celebrated in some way. And you would hope that if your marriage was to fall apart, it could be amicable and you're able to continue to be friends. And maybe... Do you want me to say amicable?
Amicable.
Is that all right, Tom?
Amicable.
Yeah, no, just when I try to speak and you sit here shaking your head.
Sorry.
I try again to impress you.
Thank you. Wings.
I do this show Red for amicable. You. Red amicable. Love it with some vodka. This couple here, Cara and Paul, they were married for 13 years. And, you know, in 2003 when they got married, it was 200 sit-down, huge marquee and a lovely time confessing their love for each other. But the next party... It was a little more bittersweet. It was their divorce party, but they wanted to celebrate what they'd have achieved in the 13-year marriage.
Oh, so they had a divorce party together?
Together.
Well, that's stupid.
So they're able to say, hey, look, we've done everything. We've built a great family. We've got three kids, but we've decided we've fallen out of love. We're better as friends and we want to go our own way.
See, a divorce party, you would think you'd do it separately.
What, you want really ugly?
You get your mates there, mate. Yeah, I'm back party. On. Back on the market, dudes.
Yeah, let me go. I'm free.
Yeah, we've got married, though. Paul, you know, we've got married and we've got kids now, so we can't go out with you. Well, let's party anyway. Yeah, old times.
You're by yourself. Get divorced and come and party with me. 13, 24, 10 if you've celebrated a breakup. A mate of mine used to do an interesting thing, and it's quite sweet but strange at the same time. He would always buy a gift during a breakup for his soon-to-be ex. So once they'd broken up, he would give them a gift just to say, hey, thanks for the times that we shared together.
What, like here's a pair of socks, good to know you?
Yeah.
No, he'd get her a bit of jewellery or something, and he would always talk about it in relationships say, hey, when we break up, you know, I think we should buy each other something.
No girl wants to wear the jewellery of a guy who dumped her.
Sometimes things just don't work out, sir.
Well done. Hey, well done on your 8 years. Mm. Here's a bit of gift for you. Here's a gift for you.
You know what I read earlier?
That's a bit patronising, isn't it?
Have a guess how long the average marriage lasts if it does fall apart here in the great nation of Australia.
Is it 3 years?
12 years.
Yeah, well, you read the sheet. It's 12 years. Oh. Gone up, though. So well done to married couples. Used to be around, it went from 7 to 10 to 12. So we're getting better at it.
12 years is pretty good. Is the divorce rate still 50%? No, I thought that was a bit extreme.
Yeah, it's floating around 43 to 47, which surprised me.
Do you know where we are compared to other countries around the world with our divorce rate? Is Australia pretty good? Do we love each other?
Yeah, I think we do love each other. I think it's pretty consistent. It depends on your culture as well and how divorce is reflected upon.
Megan from Menai, your mum and dad break up. What'd your mum do?
No, it was my my dad's first marriage that broke up. My parents met after.
Yeah.
And my mum threw my dad a divorcement party for his first marriage.
So were they, Megan, was your old man, were they hooking up before?
No, they didn't know each other.
Oh,
okay.
That's not bad. Was it a good night? Well, Megs, you weren't there, I suppose, were you?
No.
No.
No, but apparently it was.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the median age too of divorce is 45 years, so the same as the divorce percentage. Geez, that's a dangerous age, isn't it? You know, 45.
You know what the ultimate kick in the guts too would be if you did throw a divorce party and it didn't end up amicable.
Yep.
And you actually sent an invite out to your ex. Come along.
Why not?
Yeah. Bring a couple of friends. We're just celebrating our divorce.
Let's see what happens from here on in. Sarah, when you got divorced,
you've been very quiet, mate,
but only one of us has been through it.
Yeah, but, you know, statistically, a few of you should expect it, enjoy the next few years.
Fitzy's 40, he's got five to go.
What am I?
My money's not on you and BJ.
I'm 9 years in March, 3 years up my sleeve.
No, you're safe. You're a good bloke. Whipper's stuffed.
I mean, that's wonderful feedback.
As soon as Lisa opens her eyes, that thing's over.
Do you want me?
I just asked a question about
your
divorce.
When the money dries up,
if it's still sensitive, I probably wouldn't have asked.
I can organise another seafood platter for Nicholas for your divorce party.
if you wouldn't mind, I'll come along with you on the weekend.
Hey, I just want to hear from kids if you're just about to rock up to school but you're in the car. I mean, what are your bucket list items? What do you want to do? And it could be anything. I mean, you could be riding an animal or...
I've often thought about that.
You know, is there anything that you'd really love to do? Like, do you want to go to the moon or bucket list items that you want to tick off? Because there's one that's gone viral of a young girl who's 8 years of age who's put together her 10 bucket list items. Some of them are corkers. Number one is eat a hammerhead shark. She wants to also eat a snake and a bear. She wants to eat a bear.
Yeah, right.
She wants to get a pet blobfish, a pet koala, a pet sloth, and also a pet flingo.
Who is this person?
What's a flingo?
Flamingo?
This is another bucket list item for her. Get a sign that says something in a different language. Then on March 12, 2019, I want to translate it.
Also learn a language.
Yeah, which is a bit older. Or just to translate that sign that she's got there.
You could probably do that straight away with the old Google Translate.
Yep. She wants to sit in an empty room for an hour.
Okay, that's easy to do.
She wants to eat 10 Taco Bell Dorito tacos. And then number seven is she wants to win a Taco Bell Dorito taco eating contest.
Who is this person?
She wants to stay asleep for 24 hours. That's not bad.
I could do that.
Imagine sleeping for 24 hours. Nice. And her last one is she wants to pat a cheetah.
Okay. I've always wanted to go to Oktoberfest. That
is
looks
that
like
really
fun.
Yours?
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
With a cheetah?
Beer and pat a cheetah at Oktoberfest.
Jessica's given us a call from Camden. How old are you, Jess?
Hi, Fitzy and Rissa. I'm 11.
You're 11. What's on your bucket list?
I want to ride a camel when I'm older.
Ride a camel?
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Ask Mum and Dad up in Broome, the top of WA. They have camels every night, and you go for a walk as the sun goes down. It's magnificent, Jess. They do smell a little bit, though, camels, Jess.
But write down your dream, Jess. Hang in there.
See, riding a camel, that's not bad.
Except don't get round the front of them because they spit.
Yeah, they can spit like llamas.
13, 24, 10, kids, what's on your bucket list? Josh from Belrose, you're 11 as well. What's on your list, Josh?
I want to get a pug and go to a pug cafe where you can buy, in Japan, where you can buy food to feed a pug.
Oh, just pug only.
So, okay, so you've got the pug dog, but then you've got to go all the way to Japan to get them special food to feed the pug, Josh.
Yeah, and then there's like about 20 pugs in the cafe that you can just pat and hug.
You just play with as many pugs as you want for as long as you want.
He's seen that on television.
Yeah.
It's the pug cafe.
What's on your bucket dream, Tommy? You got anything you want to do to achieve?
On my bucket list?
Like, would you want respect from your wife or anything?
A full day's work?
I'd like not to have to see 50 Shades of Grey on the weekend.
Yeah, that would be darker. Yeah.
Or 50 Shades Darker. I don't really have any dreams.
Well, now I feel like I'm a bit of a loser because I've been asking
you
questions.
You like food. You're similar to Whipper. Is there a restaurant around the world that you like to go to?
My dreams are more the impossible. Like, I would love to be able to eat all that I want, you're right, and be able to press a button that just gets rid of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Sizzly, you can do that.
You'd be the same, Tommy. You know?
Yeah. Would we have to do it together or could I do it by myself?
Up to you, but I'm always willing if you're keen. If you can make that happen, Fitzy, I mean.
That's not bad. Listen. Fitzy and Whipper.